And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 20th of December, 2013. It was on this day, 1880, the first electric streetlights in New York City lit up a stretch of Broadway between 14th and 34th Street from Union Square up to Madison Square. It would later become known as the Great White Way, lit by 15 carbon arc lights installed by Charles Brush and his Brush Electric Light Company. He'd built his first arc lights back when he was in high school, and he'd worked on them for years, trying to refine them. They were called arc lights because the light was produced by a current traveling between two electrodes. The lights were all installed on this day, 1880. They were going to be lit at 5:30 in the afternoon. The lamps were installed on tall iron posts, about twice as tall as the old coal-powered lamp posts. There was a crowd gathered. The order was given, and the street flared into light. There were thousands of Christmas shoppers out. They wrote in the New York Times, the great white outlines of the marble stores, the mazes of wires overhead, the throng of moving vehicles were all brought out with an accuracy and exactness that left little to be desired. It's the birthday of W.B. Yeats's great love, the Irish revolutionary Maud Gonne, born in Surrey, England, 1865. They met when they were both 25 years old. He fell in love with her right away. He was in love with her for the rest of his life, William Butler Yeats. She was tall, beautiful. Yeats wrote, I had never thought to see in a living woman such great beauty, a complexion like the blossom of apples. In response to one of Yeats's marriage proposals, Maud Gonne told him, you would not be happy with me. You make beautiful poetry out of what you call your unhappiness, and you are happy in that. Poets should never marry. Years later, she wrote a letter to him and said, our children were your poems, of which I was the father, sowing the unrest that made them possible, and you the mother who brought them forth in suffering and in the highest beauty. And it was on this day in 1803 the Louisiana Purchase was completed for $15 million, about 3 cents an acre, from Montana all the way to the port of New Orleans, doubling the size of the United States. Here's a poem for today by Ellen Bryant Voigt, entitled Daughter. There is one grief worse than any other, when your small feverish throat clogged and quit, I knelt beside the chair on the green rug and shook you, but the only sound was mine shouting you back, the delicate curls at your temples, the blue wool blanket, your face blue, your jaw clamped against remedy. How could I put a knife to that white neck? With you in my lap, my hands fluttering like flags, I bend instead over your dead weight to administer a kiss so urgent, so ruthless, pumping breath into your stilled body, counting out the rhythm for how long, until the second birth, the second cry, oh Jesus, that sudden, noisy, musical inhalation that leaves me stunned by your survival. A poem by Ellen Bryant Voigt, Daughter, from her collection The Forces of Plenty, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.